everybody. It's Richard Avery here at Julieland Universe. I just wanted to say this is not going to be easy, but I'm going to make it as easy as possible. As you know, I get yelled at all the time by the girls for not having my own show. Well, this is it. This is my show. This is called Photo Boy, and it's all about photography for you photo geeks and wannabe photographers. And so today, talking to an old friend and a dear friend of the Julieland Universe, I'd like to introduce the wonderful Sherry Roberts.
Hello.
Woohoo! We've known each other a long time, have we not?
Yes, very long time.
How long?
Oh, my. 2004? Is that?
Really? That long?
I think so.
Well, you were in the first year of Julieland as a model.
Yes, I was.
So that was definitely around 2004. I think five.
Right?
Oh my God, it's too long. Oh my God, am I old? So I met you when you were a model and in front of the camera, and then I met you, now you're a photographer. So yes. My first questions are really simple is, how did you get started in all of this, like as a model and then as a photographer? Tell me a little bit the highlights of your story.
Well, I guess what happened was I just got sick of modeling at the time. I mean, I think the reason I was even introduced to you was because I was trying to learn how to do photography. And my initial reason for wanting to learn was because I wanted to shoot myself.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, I just felt like the people I was working with at the time, this is before I met you.
Right.
They were like, you know, I just didn't like the content I was getting. Yeah. So I had my own site at the time, which at the time was doing well. So...
Yeah, you were one of the first girls I met that actually had her own site, did her own site, physically did her own site. You didn't have some webmaster doing shit for you.
Right.
And then you also, like you said, you were shooting, creating. You were like a punk rock band doing DIY, right?
I mean,
pretty much. When did you hit the photography bug hit you? Where did it all photography just go wow, this is really cool? Because I think it's the coolest art there is since I've been doing it forever, but I do think it is. When did it hit you?
Well, I feel like as soon as digital became pretty standard was around the time, because prior to that it was this is too expensive to experiment, you know?
Right.
So I got my first digital camera in 2004, which is, you know, around the time I met you.
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend introduced me to you. So that I could learn.
Let's not mention him.
he will not be named.
Loser.
And I wanted to learn from you, and so that's around the time that.
What was your first camera?
Oh gosh, it was an Nikon. Oh gosh, now I can't even remember the D70, I think.
Yeah.
I've gone through so many at this point, but yeah, I think it was a D70. That was my first. And that one died 2 years later.
Okay, so the big question I have here, starting off with the serious ones now. What was the transition like going from model to photographer? And now that you can look back on it, because it's about connecting the dots here, you can go back on it. Was there any time, a week, a month, a shoot, where you were modeling, you were like, okay, I'm done with this modeling. Was there a moment where you're just like, I can't do this anymore, get naked in front of a camera, and I just want to never do it again?
Yeah, no, it was it was kind of a crossover. I feel like I was modeling when I first got my camera, and I was still, you know, doing both. Because in the beginning, it was just I was learning. I started working for Suicide Girls, which was basically learning, you know?
Right.
And I was still doing shoots here and there, not a lot, but, and then I was shooting myself too. It wasn't very, I feel like it felt like it was together, you
right.
know, because it was a long time that I kept shooting myself. I feel like I was shooting myself for probably a good 2 or 3 years after that. So, I was the best model I could use, you know, I was shooting myself most of the time. It was easier than having to book someone and schedule something. So if I wanted to experiment with lighting, I would shoot myself. And I just bought myself my own little
remote,
and I would shoot myself. So there wasn't a huge transition. I feel like it was.
Do you remember your last shoot in front of the camera?
That I shot myself?
No, that you shot with another photographer.
Oh.
Last time you
That was 4 years ago? 4 years ago he shot me.
Was that the last time?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the last time.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. 4 years. Did you? You never announced your retirement on Twitter?
No, there was no official like. I'm
no
done.
Press release. So, what did you learn by being like a lot of photographers? And I complain about this all the time. A lot of photographers, I think, are pretty cheesy, and not naming names, but a lot of guys, I think, try too hard and so on and so forth. Is there anything since you started out in front of the camera? How did that help you being a photographer working with models today?
Like, well, I think for me, I can empathize with the models a lot. You know, like I know the things that bothered me when I was a model about photographers, and so I try to like be very sensitive to what I think girls want. I just feel like also though, girls now, the models that I meet now are a lot different than I was as a model. I feel like it's a different generation.
Dumber.
It's a different. You know, it's a different different attitude.
Nice. Nobody's gonna listen to this, so we can say whatever we want. We're talking about you, Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not name names, Jennifer. But like, did it help you? Like, I mean, like you say, when you were working photographers and you're naked in front of a photographer and you're like doing these photo shoots back in the day, I mean, did you pay attention to the photographers then much?
I feel like for me, like now as a photographer, I know all the things. I understand what the photographers would complain about with models. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
You know, like you deal with flakes and you deal with girls who come in and they're just crazy and
hungover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's not even.
Not like, even hungover. Not just, still high.
Still, yeah. They come in sober and then they
Sorry,
leave.
Sorry, Samantha. We won't tell. Okay. So, what about like being like. You know, getting on this whole thing for me is about your transition. When did you feel like, was there a job or a shoot with a celebrity or a model? Was there a job when you really actually made you feel like, hey, I'm a photographer now? And like the whole idea, was there a point where you felt like, because I'll tell you when mine was. It took me like 40 years to get there.
I don't know. You know, like even now I still feel like I'm not a real photographer, you know? Like it's like I do shoots all the time, but I still feel like I'm always learning. Even when I shoot like celebrities, I'm just like it doesn't feel real to me, you know? Like I would say the most like surreal experience was shooting Arnold Schwarzenegger and being like I'm shooting Arnold Schwarzenegger right now. That is just weird and unreal. Like even to this day, like I'll see the photos and I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it counts. You know, I don't know why.
It is very strange. It is a weird thing. I always tell those moments. I call those moments where you're like there's something wrong with this picture and it's me. I shouldn't be here. I've had dinner with celebrities and they have just sat there kind of going, what the hell am I doing here? This is wrong. And Elton, can you pass the salt?
It's
weird.
Exactly.
So give me some tips that you would tell. Give me, if you can think of three tips that you would ask or tell models, what, some advice, basically, since you've worked both sides of the camera, what three main things would you tell a girl wanting to start out into the business?
Well, first of all, I feel like one thing that a lot of models are lacking now is like professionalism, you know? I think professionalism is the most important thing, like being on time, communicating, confirming things. I cannot stand like the one word response emails that you get from people. Got it. It's like, okay, you know?
I know.
Drives me crazy.
It's like, doesn't you feel like it's like, I always tell people, they have more ways to communicate now more than ever, and yet they still can't do it.
Yeah. It's like the least.
It used to be just the phone, and now it's like 50 million apps that can communicate, and you can't
respond. You cannot respond. Yeah, professionalism and communication are very, very important. The other thing I think is really important is I feel like girls tend to like treat it like it's a hobby, or this is something that I do because I need new Instagram photos, you know, which annoys me to no end, you know, like, it's like, this isn't like something that you're doing on the side as a social thing. It should be something that you take seriously.
I think a lot of them do it because they just want to meet guys.
Really?
Rich guys, I guess. Like,
I don't know.
Especially in Hollywood here.
I feel like girls do it for attention. They want to get good photos so that they can put them on their pages and get attention. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And I feel like that's the wrong reason to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, yeah, you want to get good photos where you look good and it's nice to show them off. But at the same time, it's, I feel like because girls don't take it very seriously, you don't get like the best stuff out of it. Like sometimes I feel like I'm just shooting like someone's high school portrait or something, right. You know, like something along those lines. So yeah, I don't know. There's not really much advice I could give. I feel like it's just different, you know?
Get serious, basically. If you're going to do it, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Shut up. Like I said, my best advice is just don't talk. I tell girls all the time, hey, you know,
show up. Be
models
quiet.
Are like children. They should be seen and not heard.
Oh, my God.
but then I usually get hit by Audrey at that point.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work. So any tips you can give on gear? Like when you were starting out, you started out the right way. And I think ever since I've known you a long time now, but like, you always like, you got a camera, you learned that camera inside and out. Then you got a lens, you learn that. That's been my philosophy for everything I do and advice I give to assistants and everybody's like, learn the gear you have.
Yeah.
Cause you've kind of slowly built up your gear. Like now you have a real camera.
Yeah.
You know, and serious equipment and stuff like that, but it's taking you a while, right?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I couldn't afford to do it otherwise. But I think, for me, I started out with very basics. I had my camera.
Right.
I had one lens. No, I had two, actually. It came with a kit. I had two lenses, and then I got a light kit, which was just two lights, and they were AC powered. They weren't even power packs. And a couple light modifiers, like a softbox, and I don't even think I had grids at the time. It was just a softbox, and then I had umbrellas, which I never used, and
nobody uses umbrellas.
No.
Not since 1976.
Yeah, I don't. I tried it once, and I was like, this looks horrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. Seriously, not since 1976. It was the last time I used one. So what about? Okay, so the next thing I want to know is like, so you got your gear now. You mainly using Canon, right?
Yeah, I mean we shoot with the Nikon for video because. You know, Chris shoots the behind the scenes.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'm using a Canon now.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to using my Nikon. And I actually have way more stuff for my Nikon. I only have like one or two lenses for the Canon, but I just like the quality of the photos better on the Canon.
Yeah, me too. So, okay. So now we've talked about all this stuff, the past. I want to talk about the present. And now you have this amazing site, which I have to tell you that all the girls that I work with, Ash, Samantha, Aiden, Audrey, and everybody loves because I show it to them bragging about it. But you have iHeartGirls.com. Mm-hmm. My first question is, because everybody hates you for it, is when did you come up with the name for the URL and how lucky are you to have this URL?
Well, it was something that has been like in the works of my mind for a long time. I got it in 2003 or
that long ago, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was available.
Do you have any other old ones you're holding on to?
I have a lot of old URLs. I can't
remember.
Nothing is good.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing as good as that. But yeah, I've had it for a long time.
So what's the vision behind iHeartGirls? Like, what do you ultimately, like, what are you doing now and you ultimately like to see it do?
Well, right now we're just trying to grow the site. But eventually, I mean, I want it to be like, I guess the vision is to have like an established online magazine, like, you know, GQ or Esquire, except not as like male driven, you know, it's coming from a female perspective. So it's a lot more feminine, softer, but I want it to be like that. Like that's the idea.
Your style on the site for me and just for an outside photographer, her talking, I've known your work for a long time. And I think what you're doing now is the best stuff you've ever done. And I'm not saying I had any influence into that, but I like the fact that you shoot against white because I've said for 30 years now, if I could shoot just against white, I would. I would never shoot against anything else but white. Why did you start that? Because that's not what you always, when you were shooting for Suicide Girls, you were using locations and doing all these crazy things. Where did the whole concept of white come from?
Well, I mean, I think the first big reason is because it's easy.
Cost effective,
simple.
Yeah.
For me, I like that very clean aesthetic, you know, and it's like the site is supposed to showcase the model. It's not as much about like making a story or whatever.
Right.
So it's like you have a different girl in front of this white background and you're showcasing her personality, her beauty, you know, and it's all about the model. It's not as much about what's going on in the photo. We do shoot other stuff that's not white, but I tend to like gravitate towards that because it's for me as a photographer, it's easy to edit.
Yeah, but I've always said, hey, if it's good enough for Richard Avedon, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, exactly.
He made an entire career out of it. You know, and what about like you? Are you? You say you do behind the scenes videos and things like that. Mm-hmm. Are you planning on more video this coming year?
We shoot video like for everything. It's just a matter of editing. Post production. Yeah.
And that's time consuming.
Editing photos takes me forever. I'm like a perfectionist, and I won't put anything out that I feel is less than the best that I can do. So
that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I mean, so it takes me, I spend a lot of time with the editing, and between that, it's like, if I edited video at the same time, I would have not time for nothing.
Right.
So.
I saw on your site that you're like, you're selling t-shirts now?
We have t-shirts. We haven't started selling them yet.
Oh, okay.
We just put them up. We got them a few months ago, and I just haven't had time.
They're great. I mean, the whole logo, everything, the design, everything, my webmaster, Jet, her and I were talking about it last week, and she just loves what you do. So she's a huge fan as well.
Awesome.
What about, you've shot lots of celebrities, so drop some names.
Oh, gosh.
I'll catch them.
Well, I already mentioned Arnold.
Arnold.
I mean, who?
Did he say it's not a tumor?
No, he was actually very nice, though. He was one of the nicer celebrities I shot.
Who was the asshole?
Oh God! I mean,
okay. I was gonna ask this. This is one of my list of war stories. Worst shoot ever.
Worst shoot.
And I'll tell you my worst shoot ever.
Oh my God! I feel like there are a lot of stories that are kind of like on the same level. Like the worst shoot ever.
It could be a model.
Yeah, I
it could be an actor, actress.
You know, I've had like some
was it for
actors
nerdcore.
God, no. Generally, those are pretty like whatever. I mean, those were like a mess.
You don't have a shoot that just stands out as like the worst thing ever.
What shoot do I complain about the most? Do you think?
He's trying to think. Like, I don't, all of them, like all the above.
Can you think of like a disaster story though that I?
Somebody who was an asshole to you. Oh, some actor who was just all like.
Well, yeah, there was. There's like one actor that I can think of that was just a total dick, but it wasn't like, it was more his attitude. He would just.
Cause every time I've ever shot actors, it's always like they always go like, you know, I hate doing still photos. I work better with motion pictures. And my reaction to it always is real simple. Hey, you know, you're an actor. Why don't you act like you're doing a photo shoot?
Yeah.
And why don't you act like you're nice?
It's
why don't
so
you
weird.
Act like you're smart?
It's really weird. You'd think that they're used to it, you know, and then they get in front of the camera and they're super awkward and they like just want to get off of the set. And it's like, what are you doing? This is so unprofessional. You know?
Actors are people in search of character cause they don't have any.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're boring. Name an actor you liked that thought like was really cool and nice. Very few.
Yeah, I'm.
Would you want to hang out with any actors?
Who would you think was the nicest person we shot?
Nicest one I probably ever met was Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
And that was like a long, long time ago. And he was so nice. But otherwise than that, I can't think of anybody else.
I feel like there have been people who are really gracious and very kind and, you know, like took the time to actually shake your hand, introduce themselves and not just assume that you know who they are, which I think is always nice.
Oh, I know.
But there are people who just walk on set and they're just like, what do you want me to do? And then they're like rolling their eyes at you. It's like,
oh, I've had people walk in and shake my hand as they're shaking my hand saying, I hate doing this. How long is this going to take? And I'm just all shaking their hand going, oh, nice to meet you too.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying as fuck. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So what's worse to shoot? Naked girls or celebrities?
Worse? Well, I guess it depends on who the model is. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite model you like shooting?
I wouldn't know.
Ash Hollywood? Samantha Bentley.
They might listen to this. They are some of my favorites. Exactly. Yes.
They might want to just in case because they will listen to this. And
who else will be hearing this? Exactly. I'll just say those names.
Who's in the other room listening? What about like? Is there a difference between shooting like? Okay, we talked about models. I feel there's a difference, but shooting a porn star. Mm-hmm. From shooting some glamour girl.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely. I actually love shooting porn stars.
Me too.
Especially for what I do, because I'm not asking them to do anything that, you know, that's taking very much of their, I don't know, patience.
It's like what I always say, when I first shot my first porn star, and I said to her, so can you, like all scared, like, can you put a finger in your pussy? And her response was, just one? And I went, oh my God, I love you. And ever since then, that's what I always tell. But I've never asked a girl to do something that, they already haven't done 10 times over.
Right,
like asking Phoenix Marie to put a finger in her pussy is like a joke.
Yeah.
It's like she just laughs at me and then like punches me and go away. That's it. And she gets mad because I won't shoot her ass, you know? It's like, but like, I mean, that's why I always say, like, I like porn stars. I find that glamour girls who are used to doing implied nudity and lingerie, they're just I've always called them glambo models.
Yeah.
Stands for glamour and bimbo. But I always find them, it's like such teases.
No, there's definitely a different attitude, you know, like whenever we shoot girls that you refer over, it's nice because they just come in and they're like, there's no like, what do you want me to wear, you know, type of thing. Oh, it's a thong.
Come on, you know?
Come on.
It's like, excuse me, girl, we're not shooting for Popular Mechanics today. You know, we're not going to have you test drive a car. What about, these girls that you shoot, how do you find them? How do they find you?
They find us mostly now. It's usually through Instagram, almost entirely. Sometimes it's Twitter, but generally I feel like it comes from Instagram initially.
I get tweets all the time, like, and then I just tell them email, and then I'm amazed that, like, I would say if I could shoot every day of the week, I probably could. There's so many girls.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. We like are constantly like having to, you know.
Now, if only they would pay you.
I know. Well, I'll shoot you if you have the money.
Exactly. I mean, that's the hardest part of all, right? Is getting paid.
Yeah.
Making money doing this is the hardest thing of all.
Yeah, that's my advice to photographers is don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it.
That's what I would tell people. Don't be stupid like me. Be smart. Get a real job.
Yeah.
Okay, in conclusion, let's wrap this up. So I just wanted to say last couple things is... All right. So the future of what do you see? Like, what do you see for yourself? Like, is it going to continue on with iHeartGirls, celebrities and things like that? Do you have a big plan? Do you want to do books, direct a movie?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to do books. I would like to put out a book eventually, but, you know, it's like, I think about it and I'm like, I want to shoot all new content for it. You know, I feel like, you know, I look back on old photos and I'm always kind of like, I don't love that.
Isn't the best part, you look at it and you kind of just go, thank God I'm getting better.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what I look at. I always go, thank God. Even this, like this year stuff, I'll look at January stuff and go, thank God I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Because there'd be nothing worse than seeing, wow, I'm getting worse. What happened?
Well, it's true. I mean, even when I look at the pictures that we first shot for iHeartGirls, which is like a year ago, I'm like, I didn't, you know, like it's fine, whatever, passable, but there are things I do now that are just different and better to me. So, yeah, I mean, as far as like, I mean, I would actually like to direct a movie someday, you know, like that is like the ultimate thing. We have like all these outlines for scripts.
Why don't
and stuff.
You direct a movie about my life story?
Okay.
It's really sad. Be a real tearjerker.
Yeah.
People be in tears.
Oh, wow. Well, let's get started. You can play yourself.
No, we'll get Brad Pitt to play me. All right. So how do we find you? Give us all the websites, the URLs, the Twitters, the tweets, and all that stuff like that.
Let's see. Instagram, our thing is just iHeartGirls.com, spelled out, DOTCOM. Twitter is iHeartGirlsFans. Let's see what else. The actual site is just iHeartGirls.com.
And if girls, that's the best place for girls to find you and to contact you.
Yeah, awesome. There's a contact form on the site.
And do you have your own personal Twitter tweet?
I have my own personal, which is ShareBear, but it's spelled CHERBARE. And my portfolio site is just CRoberts.net.
Did you finish that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Did you ever see it?
No, I didn't. I'll look. I didn't even know you finished it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of finished. I didn't end up like, I don't know. Anyway.
It's there.
Long story.
There and it's alive. Well, thank you for being here with me on Photo Boy. Not that I'm a boy. I want to thank everybody.
Photo man.
Photo cranky old man. Get off my lawn. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Julian Land universe. You know where we're at. We're at julianland.com or julianradio.com. You can follow us at Twitter. Whatever that is. No, I'm sorry. Kidding. It's @JulieLand. All right. Well, thanks for listening in, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.